This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Tonight, severe weather outbreak.
That's a strong tornado. Lots of debris in the air.
I've never seen so much hail.
Hail and tornadoes slam the middle of the country as the threat of dangerous weather stretches into the weekend.
Wow.
Okay, that's not good.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening, and thank you for being with us. I'm Margaret Brennan, in for Nora. We begin tonight with breaking news. Dozens of tornadoes touched down in at least three states, including Texas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska. Take a look at this massive funnel cloud tearing across an interstate north of Lincoln, Nebraska. Large pieces of debris can be spotted flying through the air as the twister spins just out of control. In addition to tornadoes and torrential downpours, parts of Texas, including Arlington, were hit with hailstorms, some as large as golf balls. And the threat is far from over. This dangerous system will stretch from Michigan to Texas with twisters, large hail, and damaging winds straight through the weekend. It is tornado season, and CBS's Omar Villafranca will start us off tonight from Ennis, Texas, which is currently under a severe weather alert.
Dramatic moments along Interstate 80 near Lincoln, Nebraska this afternoon as a dangerous tornado crossed the highway, flipping a semi-truck. Storm chasers stopping to check on the driver narrowly missed being hit by debris as the twister tore through.
He's okay, he's okay.
Houses shredded in Douglas County, some taking a direct hit by the destructive tornado. A newly built neighborhood with a few homes still under construction, now gone.
This is the dangerous storm that we are tracking right now here on the Weather Channel, a confirmed and large and destructive tornado.
That is a tornado.
Multiple tornadoes ripping through the state.
That is a tornado in Lincoln, Nebraska.
With reports of major damage, including a building collapse near Waverly and a train blown off the tracks.
Wow.
The violent tornadoes also tearing through central Texas, like this massive one near Waco. The same storm pelting Arlington with hail and heavy rain.
Here in Texas, first responders will be on standby all weekend because of the severe weather. And this afternoon, just this part of the state had tornadoes, hail, high winds, and heavy rain in just a few hours. Margaret?
Omar, thank you. Well, for a look at where these dangerous storms are headed next, let's bring in meteorologist Mike Bettis from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Mike.
Well, Margaret, good evening. We are in the midst of a multi-day severe weather outbreak. Numerous tornadoes have touched down today across the plains. That threat will continue well into the night from the Texarkana area all the way up towards, say, Peoria. These are all areas we could see violent tornadoes, large hail, high winds. The threat goes overnight tonight, returns again tomorrow. Large area where severe weather is going to break out for us, we believe, from, say, I-35 in Des Moines all the way down toward Wichita Falls and Dallas. Threat is Torcana 5, medium threat here for for tornadoes on our 1 to 10 scale that sits right in the middle. Saturday, even into Sunday, more storms here right through the plains, eventually getting into the Midwest. And the storm not likely, Margaret, to die down until sometime late on Sunday into Monday.
Thanks, Mike. Well, ex-tabloid publisher David Pecker took the stand again today to detail the alleged scheme he helped broker to suppress stories that could have hurt Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. The former president faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business documents related to a so-called hush money payment to a porn star. CBS's Robert Costa has more.
This is 8 days that we've all been sitting in this courthouse.
Former President Trump's attorneys took aim at the prosecution's key witness today, David Pecker, once the publisher of the National Enquirer and a longtime friend of Trump's.
David's been very nice, a nice guy.
The defense argued that the papers deal with Trump to purchase and suppress negative stories, to catch and kill, as it's called, was not unusual. Pecker himself had testified that there were similar alleged arrangements with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Tiger Woods, and Mark Wahlberg. But Pecker was later pushed by prosecutors on whether there was a difference with Trump. Did you suppress stories to help a presidential candidate? Yes, Pecker said. One of those stories involved former Playboy model Karen McDougal, who allegedly had a 10-month affair with Trump, which Trump denies.
After we had been intimate, he tried to pay me, and I actually didn't know how to take that.
The defense argued that McDougal's $150,000 deal with AMI, which previously owned the National Enquirer, was legitimate. She was paid and featured broadly throughout the publications. But under questioning from prosecutors, Pecker said that was meant to disguise the actual purpose, which was to acquire her lifetime rights to her story so it's not published. Pecker also acknowledged hiring an election law attorney to review McDougal's contract.
The best moment for the prosecution is David Pecker saying that he sought legal advice on behalf of his company, that if he continued to do this kind of payment, that it was going to be a campaign violation. That is absolute gold for the prosecution.
And Robert Costa joins us now. Bob, it's hard to believe it's news. It used to be expected that two candidates trying to persuade voters would come out and debate to defend their policy positions. But now this was news today that they're considering it. Will it happen?
President Biden went on the Howard Stern radio show, and he said he would be willing to debate former President Donald Trump. Trump responded quickly and said anytime, any place, maybe even at the White House.
We will see if it happens. Bob, thank you. Pro-Palestinian protests emerged on more college campuses today, and not all of the demonstrators have links to the schools where the protests are underway. That adds to scrutiny of the movement. And we get details from CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Protesters and police clashed at Ohio State University, the latest escalation in a nationwide movement roiling college campuses as students protest Israel's war in Gaza.
The anger, the tension is boiling over, and someone's going to get hurt.
On Thursday, Atlanta's Emory University blamed outsiders for trespassing while setting up tents on campus. The scuffle with police ended with nearly 30 arrests, including 8 people who had no ties to the school.
So I'm telling you right now, do not speak to the
police. New pro-Palestinian demonstrations at Loyola University in Louisiana, Stanford, and Arizona State.
ASU has been an extremely safe environment. I think that this year I have been feeling that is not the case.
Here at Columbia University, where it all began, it's day 10 of protests, and student protesters are saying, we're going to keep the tents up until the university meets our demands.
Columbia needs to divest from any corporation that is profiting off of genocide, apartheid, or displacement of Palestinians in Israel.
Outside the school gates,
Israel should stop bombing civilian areas and killing the hostages.
Israel did not take the hostages.
PhD student Ari Krischer says he hasn't felt safe since the night the tents took over the West Lawn.
I worry about what's going to happen on campus next year, 2 years from now. As a member of the Jewish people, I feel my people being attacked.
It's important to stress inside Columbia University on that lawn, those protesters have remained peaceful. And today, the university administrators and students announced that after 12 hours negotiating, they were not able to meet each other's demand and reached an impasse, meaning the protest for now, Margaret, will continue.
And we'll continue covering it. Lilia, thank you. Breaking news out of Colorado. The former paramedic who injected Elijah McClain with ketamine before his death was sentenced to probation this afternoon. Jeremy Cooper faced up to 3 years in prison after being convicted of homicide for McClain's death in 2019. The 23-year-old McClain was walking home when he was stopped and detained by three Aurora, Colorado police officers. America's top diplomat, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, met with Chinese President Xi Jinping and other top officials in Beijing today. Blinken raised concern that China's helping Russia to produce tanks, armored vehicles, and weapons for its war in Ukraine. CBS's Nancy Cordes is at the White House. Nancy, what's the bottom line?
The bottom line, Margaret, is that Secretary Blinken issued a warning in China today. He said that if China does not stop providing Russia with weapons components, that the U.S. is going to do something about it. And he suggested that the U.S. might be prepared to impose new sanctions on China if it continues to sell Russia microelectronics and machine tools that are being used to build munitions for use in its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Now, this meeting comes at a tense moment in the U.S.-China relationship. Just this week, Congress passed $8 billion in security aid for Taiwan to help it defend against China. And Congress also gave TikTok's Chinese parent company less than a year to sell off the social media platform or face a ban here in the U.S. Blinken said that TikTok didn't explicitly come up in his talks with President Xi, but he did announce that the two sides are going to be holding their first ever talks on artificial intelligence in the coming weeks. Margaret?
A story to watch. Thank you. Well, with the clock ticking on TikTok, millions of users, including small businesses, are scrambling to figure out what to do. The Chinese-owned company is threatening to go to court to challenge new legislation that could effectively ban the platform sometime next year. Here's CBS's senior business and tech correspondent, Jo Ling Kent.
This is where you go live from.
This is where I go live from, yes.
We support every business on here.
Brandon Hurst says TikTok has changed his life.
It allows me to go live, share who I am, but it also makes it easy for people to buy.
Since he started selling on TikTok last year, Hurst, better known as Brandon the Plant Guy, says he's tripled his business.
In the last year, we've been able to sell 57,000.
Everyone always asks me, do you have a favorite variety of plant? Yes, I do.
His company is one of 7 million small businesses on TikTok. According to the platform, it has supported more than 224,000 American jobs.
Right, I have friends and family members that work for me and help package plants and orders. So this goes beyond just me now. This is like, you know, a team of eight other people that would lose their jobs.
Now that the TikTok ban has been signed into law, the Chinese-owned social media company has 9 to 12 months to sell to an American owner or be banned, forcing scores of entrepreneurs to look for a new home. In the meantime, TikTok plans to sue in federal court.
One of the biggest beneficiaries of a TikTok ban, of course, would be Meta. Instagram Reels is the most natural fit. It isn't exactly the same. You can replicate the technology, but you can't replicate the culture.
Where do you pivot your social media business?
I'm on Instagram. I've been doing business on other platforms. You know, there's just not that many places you can live sell. So I haven't thought about it yet, to be honest. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what we would do.
We just hit 225,000 likes.
An uncertain future for his budding business.
ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, says it does not have any plans to sell the company, and TikTok's CEO will be leaning on the company's recent First Amendment victories in U.S. court. He is vowing the company will prevail again. Margaret.
It's going to be an important case to watch. Jo Ling, thank you. Well, yet another American has been arrested in Turks and Caicos after ammunition was found in his luggage. The Virginia man is the fourth American detained under similar circumstances in the last several months. CBS's Chris Van Cleve was the first to report on this string of arrests.
Tonight, 30-year-old Tyler Wenrick is the latest American behind bars in Turks and Caicos, arrested after two bullets were found in his backpack as he was about to board a cruise ship Saturday. The Virginia EMT and father is now facing the potential of a mandatory minimum prison sentence of up to 12 years.
I feel like as a very honest mistake that 12 years is absurd.
His wife, Jerry Ann, says he'd been on the island for less than a day.
My son's only 18 months old, and I just don't want him to grow up without a dad.
There are now at least four American tourists potentially facing lengthy prison sentences and a fifth who served nearly 6 months after what they say was mistakenly bringing ammo in their luggage while on vacation. 40-year-old father of two, Ryan Watson, is now out of jail on bail. He was arrested at the airport April 12th when security found four rounds of hunting ammo in his carry-on.
Did you check the bag before you packed it?
We did. I opened it up and kind of give it a little shimmy. Didn't see anything. Didn't hear anything.
The TSA is now acknowledging its officers missed the ammo when his bag was screened at the checkpoint in Oklahoma City April 7th.
It was my mistake. It was very innocent. And I just pray that compassion and consideration, because there was zero criminal intent.
Following our report Tuesday, the State Department reissued a warning to carefully check your luggage for stray ammunition. Chris Van Cleve, CBS News.
And Buckingham Palace has an update on King Charles months after his cancer diagnosis. And a Delta Airlines jet loses an emergency slide. We'll have the details next.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Britain's King Charles plans to resume some public duties next week following a three-month break to focus on treatment for an undisclosed type of cancer. Buckingham Palace says the 75-year-old monarch's first public appearance will be at a cancer treatment center on Tuesday to raise awareness of early diagnosis. There's no update, though, on his health or treatment. A Delta Airlines flight was forced to circle back to New York's JFK International Airport this morning after it dropped an emergency slide. Officials say the flight was headed to Los Angeles with more than 180 people on board when the crew received an alert in the cockpit and reported an unusual sound and vibration from the right wing. The Boeing 767 landed safely. On the Road is next with heartwarming reunion to share with you, more than two decades in the making. CBS's Steve Hartman goes on the road with two police officers and their incredible connection beyond the badge.
Retired South Bend, Indiana Police Lieutenant Gene Eister says he can't drive past this apartment complex without reliving that day.
That was one of the strangest calls I think I've ever had. We have a found baby in a box. Yeah, you always wonder, you know, what happened.
A newborn. Abandoned in a common hallway. It was 24 years ago, just before Christmas. And for Gene, the case of that baby boy Doe, swaddled in cardboard and blankets, didn't end after the child got to the hospital.
No, I went back with a teddy bear. Just a symbol. Let everyone that walked past know that he was cared about.
And you never forgot?
Nope. None of it.
For more than two decades, he wondered what became of this boy. Unfortunately, records were sealed, so there was no way to find out.
Until a few weeks ago, when Gene got a phone call from a fellow officer. Guy said, remember that case, the baby left in the cardboard box? Well, you're not going to believe this.
And I thought, well, you know, what? And he says, he's sitting next to me. I said, he's what? He said, yeah, he's my rookie.
Meet Officer Matthew Hegedus Stewart. After his rescue, Matt was placed for adoption. He always knew he'd been left in a box, but only connected the dots to Gene after joining the department. Today, he wears the same uniform Gene did and patrols the exact same neighborhood.
Full circle moment. That hit home. I can only imagine from his point of view.
What it means?
Yeah.
He really can't imagine.
How you been?
Good, how are you?
Because what to Matt may feel like coincidence, to Gene feels divined. Their reunion, this new friendship, it's all happening just a few months after Gene's only son, Nick, died unexpectedly at the age of 36.
So the timing couldn't have been any better to help fill a void that I've had to deal with.
24 years ago, Gene was called to be there for a child in need. Now, the child is set to return the favor. And whether it's a coincidence or not, the result is undeniably great police work. Steve Hartman, on the road, in South Bend, Indiana.
What an incredible story. The Heart of America is next with a teenage chef who's bringing his two passions together, cooking and helping kids with cancer.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Tonight's Heart of America. Meet high school freshmen Joshua Small and Alexander Morris, a dynamic duo making a difference in their New York City community. The two longtime friends are teaming up to raise money to help young cancer patients and their families. With Joshua's passion for cooking and Alexander's for hospitality, the two are organizing a 60-person benefit dinner for the Ronald McDonald House.
I did have one of my mom's friends who stayed at Ronald McDonald House, and so it was just, like, excruciating and, like, really sad to see. So I had to do something.
We're really excited for this event, which we think is really special.
These two amazing teenagers, Joshua Small and Alexander Morris, are tonight's Heart of America. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell, I'm Margaret Brennan, and I'll see you Sunday on Face the Nation. Good night.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.